In Pakistan's neighbor, Afghanistan, around 140,000 U.S. and NATO troops are fighting the resurgent Taliban. That's almost double the number that were there when President Obama came into office. This influx of forces has come in a short period of time. 30,000 of them have arrived in just the past 8 months. That's put a strain on the troops who build the bases and keep the food, water, fuel, and ammunition coming. The World's Ben Gilbert has the story.
Workers here at the Kandahar Airfield Stockyard prepare armored combat vehicles for the units that are arriving as part of this summer's so-called surge in U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Hundreds of vehicles, from minesweepers to armored gun trucks, are here at any one time. They are just a few of the 1,500 vehicles going through the stockyard this summer. Lieutenant Colonel Bo Eit commands the 4th of the 401st Army Field Support Battalion. Colonel Eit compares managing the yard's operations to working a huge Rubik's Cube.
Every day you're just moving the whole thing around, rearranging the whole yard. So at any given time we're offloading vehicles, uploading vehicles, staging them, and issuing them at the same time in this particular yard and doing maintenance back in that corner. So it really is, every day you have more trucks come in, we have to determine what has to be done to them to turn them around, to get them back out as quickly as we can.
Those trucks are just a part of what the U.S. military's Joint Sustainment Command in Afghanistan is moving this summer. The command is responsible for supplying troops in the field with everything they need to fight. The command sends in water, fuel, ammunition, and vehicles. It also takes care of finance, the postal service, and mortuary affairs.
This is probably the most difficult logistics and sustainment operation that the U.S. has ever undertaken.
Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Burke is the Distribution Integration Branch Chief for the Joint Sustainment Command here. He pulls out a piece of paper with lists of supplies, followed by numbers with lots of zeros.
This is January to June 1st. Here's 47 million served at a cost of $975 million.
That's $900 million for 47 million meals in 6 months for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. During the same period, the Joint Sustainment Command processed 15 million pounds of ammunition and 21 million pounds of mail. It's distributed 237 million gallons of jet fuel and transported over 2 million gallons of water. Much of the water comes from nearby countries like the United Arab Emirates and needs to be transported by ship or truck or both. Each half-quart bottle has cost the U.S. taxpayer between $1.50 and $6 by the time it gets to Kandahar. Colonel Burke says getting supplies to the troops in Iraq, with its port, relatively flat topography, and extensive highways, was a breeze compared with Afghanistan's mountains and dirt and gravel roads.
Putting this many troops in a landlocked country with such poor infrastructure, it's very difficult,
The military uses planes and helicopters to move much of the ammunition and armored vehicle fleet here. Commanders say that makes Kandahar Airfield the busiest single runway in the world at the moment. But trucks are the main mode of transport. Colonel Burke says 6,000 to 8,000 trucks move 80% of the U.S. military's supplies around Afghanistan each day.
That many trucks moving back home would be impressive. Over here, it's amazing.
But that much material being moved by truck has also caused big problems. Many of the supplies must be trucked through hostile areas, both in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. Here at the sustainment yard, Pakistani and Afghan truck drivers drop off supplies, vehicles, and equipment they've hauled nearly 500 miles from the port of Karachi in Pakistan. Colonel Eit says it's a dangerous trip for the truck drivers, who have to deal with the Taliban, thieves, and warlords along the way to Kandahar. Many demand bribes from the truck drivers.
There's a lot of entrepreneurial enterprises jumping up between here and the port of Karachi that may or may not impact their pocketbook on the way up here. That's a nice way of saying warlords are stripping them. That's about all you can say. And the warlords wear uniforms, too, in some cases.
You can see the results at the yard. Some of the containers have holes from rocket-propelled grenades. There are bullet marks on forklifts, earth movers, and other equipment. The mechanics from the sustainment command take care of this too, though. They fix up the equipment and get it ready for deployment to the newly arrived troops in southern Afghanistan. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert at Kandahar Airfield.